The passage of the fiery fluid had left a burn on each palm, which the crankish physician had treated with an unguent of some sort. Gottfried pulled his hands away and snapped his side lips.
"You doubt my words?"
"No," said Dietrich. The black marks had seemed much like the stigmata. "Have you the love of God in your heart?" he asked abruptly. Gottfried imitated the human nod.
"If I show in my actions this next love, then I have it inside my head, not true?"
"By their fruits you shall know them," Dietrich quoted, thinking both of Lorenz and Gottfried. "Do you reject Satan and all his works?"
"What is then this Satan?"
"The great tempter, the one who always whispers to us the love of self rather than the love of others, and so doing seeks to turn us from the good." Gottfried listened while the Heinzelmännchen translated.
"If when I am beaten," he suggested, "I speak inside my head, think of beating another. If when something of mine is taken, I think to take from another to replace it. If when I take pleasure, I do not ask the other's consent. Is this what you mean?"
"Yes, those sentences are spoken by Satan. We seek always the good, but never may we use evil means to achieve it. When others do evil to us, we must not respond with further evil."
"Those are hard words, especially for the likes of him."
All voices spoken through the Heinzelmännchen sounded alike, but Dietrich turned and saw in the doorway Hans. "Hard indeed," Dietrich told the servant of the talking head. "So hard that no man can hope to follow. Our spirits are weak. We succumb to the temptation to return evil for evil, to seek our own good at the expense of others, to use other men as means to our own ends. That is why we need the strength, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. The burden of such sinfulness is too great for us to carry alone. And so he walks by our side as Simon the Cyrenian once walked beside him."
"And Blitzel, Gottfried, will follow this way, a crank well known as a brawler?"
"I will," said Gottfried.
"Are you such a weakling, then?"
Gottfried exposed his neck.
"I am."
Hans's horned lips spread wide and his soft lips fell open.
"You say so?"
But Gottfried rose and strode to the sacristy door, passing close by Hans to emerge on the altar. Dietrich looked at his friend.
"He will need your prayers, Hans."
"He will need one of your miracles."
Dietrich nodded.
"We all do."
Then he followed Gottfried to the baptistry. "Baptism," he told the crank beside the copper basin, "is the washing away of sin, just as ordinary water washes away dirt. One emerges from the water born again as a new man, and a new man needs a new name. You must choose a Christian name from among the roll of saints who have preceded us. Gottfried is itself a good name."
"I would be called Lorenz."
Dietrich hesitated at the sudden pain in his heart.
"Ja, doch."
Hans laid his hand on Dietrich's shoulder. "And I would be called Dietrich."
Gregor Mauer grinned. "May I be called Godfather?"
This audiobook has been broken into multiple parts to make the download faster. You have reached the end of a part, but not the end of the complete audiobook. So please check your library for the next part of this audiobook.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.